And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 26th edition. Hope you all had a good Thursday. Two slates, the early slate and the late slate, kind of weird slates to say the least. So hope you guys enjoyed them and did well in those regards. But we got a 12-game slate for you on Friday to get you into the weekend. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. Check out the Bench with Bubba podcast with Mike Curlin earlier in the week. You got Bubba and the Bloom recording on Thursday night with Ryan Bloomfield. I got the First Pitch podcast Monday through Friday at pitcherlist.com. Also written content Baseball HQ, doing daily matchups multiple times a week. Fantasy Pros, doing three articles a week there. And then Gaining the Edge Fantasy, patreon.com/GTFantasy to get my cheat sheet, my waiver wire columns, and much, much more, plus the great work of Mike Curlin, Michael Simeone, and Jorge Montanez. All right, enough of that chit-chat. Let's get into the 12-game slate. We have your totals: Rangers, Orioles, 8.5. Padres, Yankees, 9. Cardinals, Guardians, 8. Phillies, Braves, 9.5. Blue Jays, Twins, 8.5. Giants, Brewers, 8.5. Nationals, Royals, 9. Mets, Rockies, Coors Field Special, 11. Marlins, Angels, 8.5. Astros, A's, 8.5. Red Sox, D-backs, 8.5. And then Pirates, Mariners, Pitching Delight. Total of 7 on Sunday night. We're going to get into the pitching right here for you. Top price pitcher on the slate is Kevin Gausman, 10-3 at the Minnesota Twins. A banged up Minnesota Twins team. Gausman's been good, really good. He only got you 17 points last time out because he didn't strike anybody out. Prior to that, 19 Ks in his previous two starts. He's averaging well over 20 points per game. He's had his hiccups here and there, but for the most part, allergies are fun, folks. For the most part, you can average, get a good 20. He's got a ceiling in the 30s, close to 40 point performances. So he's really, really good tournament play. And again, it's a struggling, beat up Twins team. Tons of injuries on that roster. It's wild if you look at the roster resource page. But the Twins team striking out almost 27% of the time versus right-handed pitchers in May, hitting 208 with a 197 ISO. So they got some pop, but not a big average. Tons of strikeouts. Gausman at 10-3 is a very good play if you want to ride that one. If you want to save $200 and go to one of the best pitchers in baseball, and I did not mean that as a joke, Mitch Keller's $10,100 at the Seattle Mariners. Keller is just outstanding. I just wrote him up for the daily matchups article over on Baseball HQ that comes out on Friday. And his month of May, he's got a sub-2 ERA with a sub-2 xFIP. His K to walk is almost 35% in the month of May. And it goes to show he's got 8, 13, 8, 8, 10. Those are his last five starts strikeout-wise. He's going at least five innings in all of those starts, two runs or less in all of those starts. He's been amazing. In cash, I'd play him. He's basically a 20-point guy, barring a complete just disaster, which you can't predict because hashtag baseball. But he's facing a Mariners team with a 23% K rate versus righties, 241 average, 138 ISO in the month of May. I love Mitch Keller on the slate. A lot of people should love Mitch Keller on the slate. The bright side, it's a 12-game slate, so ownership will be spread out. There's a lot of good pitching, actually, or at least usable pitching on this slate compared to recent days. So hopefully that lowers Mitch Keller's roster rates. But I think at 10-1, Keller's outstanding. Gossman's really good at 10-3, but if I have to pick one guy above 10K, it's Mitch Keller. But I think I'm not alone on that one. It'll be a very popular play if paying up. At the same time, as I look at pricing here, it might not be as popular as we might think because Hunter Brown is $9,900 at the Oakland Athletics. So that's $200 cheaper than Keller, and that might take some of the ownership away. And Brown's coming off his recent performance where he faced the A's. He had 6 innings, 1 earned, and 7 Ks for 26.5 points. Brown's been very, very good. He's had a couple, like most pitchers in baseball, your hiccups. But when he's on, he's been outstanding. And you don't have to say too much about how bad the A's offense is. It pretty much speaks for itself. But if you want to look at the real numbers, in the month of May, they're striking out nearly 28% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 206 average and a 130 ISO. So Hunter Brown is in a phenomenal spot. There's no sugarcoating that. You don't have to like really think too hard about it. So the pay-up spots are fun. You got Gausman at 10-3, you got Keller at 10-1, you got Hunter Brown at 99. All really, really good options for you on this slate. Maybe play the ownership game. I'd rank it Keller, Brown, Gausman for me, but all really, really good spots on this slate. Now, if you just want to save some cash, I mentioned it was a pitcher's duel in Seattle, and we already mentioned Mitch Keller. At $9,300, you get George Kirby going up against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And Kirby, he's got a little bit of a better floor than ceiling. He's averaging about 20 points per game on the season. He's gotten you 17, 23, 34 in his last three. He's gone at least 6 innings in 5 straight starts, 3 in runs or less. That's 5 straight quality starts if you go. And it goes deeper. He's been a quality start machine. I believe 8 of his 10 starts this year have been quality. Strikeouts, he's gotten you 6 or more in 4 of the last 5, which is what you're looking for in DraftKings, are those punch outs. And he gets a Pirates team that is just scuffling. After a great April, May has been atrocious for the Pirates. 26% K rate versus righties, 204 average, 0.077 ISO. So this is a great pivot spot or a cash saving spot. If you still want to pay up, like I said, I love the Keller, Brown, Gossman range, but Kirby's just as good. Maybe not as high as a ceiling as a Keller or a Gossman, but he could with the strikeout upside against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So Kirby at 93 is another phenomenal play if you're paying up on this slate. The last guy above 9K that I can really, really get behind on this one is Chris Sale, $9,000 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Chris Sale has really, really got things going of late. Four straight starts of at least 24 DK points, six innings in each start, three earned runs or less. And he's got you 8, 9, and 10 Ks in his last three starts. The velocity is up. He has looked like the Chris Sale of old. It's been absolutely awesome to watch Chris Sale just do his thing in a big, big way. And he takes on an Arizona Diamondbacks team that, you know, they've had their moments. I'll say that much. They've been a pesky team to put pitchers up against. And it shows in their month of May stats, 25.4% strikeout rate, which is great for Chris Sale. He should find his way to at least a K per inning, if not more. At the same time, 267 average and a 175 ISO. So they've got a bunch of pop versus lefties. I think Sale's a really good tournament play at 9K. If I'm playing cash, I want probably Kirby or a Keller per se. But Sale is totally great in tournaments at $9,000. I have zero problem with that at all. Now when we go down, it gets a little more interesting. Like, I respect the snot out of the Baltimore Orioles offense. So in tournaments, let me rephrase that. In tournaments, John Gray is 100% on the table. He has looked like a new man three starts ago in Seattle. We saw the pitch mix change, the velocity change alongside with the pitch mix change. And since then, he's putting up at least 20 points in three straight starts, at least five innings, a total of two runs total in those starts. And he struck out 19 over those three starts. So John Gray has looked like a whole new pitcher. But he goes into Baltimore, and this is a very, very good Baltimore Orioles team, second best team in baseball, as a matter of fact, striking out 22% of the time versus righties in May with a 250 average and 179 ISO. So in tournaments, especially larger field tournaments, I can 100% get behind John Gray. In your single entries and your three maxes, it's a little trickier. If you want to get crazy, I'm cool with it. I think it's a very, very, very good tournament play. Just know there's a ton of risk, but the reward is very strong with John Gray. And there's not much else down here. Like Matthew Liberatore at $7,100 versus the Cleveland Guardians. If Liberatore for sure starts, which he should, they've kind of left that one alone after a couple of days of just ridiculous news in St. Louis. And he's facing a Guardians team that's only striking out 17% of the time versus lefties, but a 205 average and 119 ISO. So they don't do a lot of damage, but they put a lot of balls in play. Liberatore is only $7,100, so it gives you a nice discount. You'd hope he gets some more strikeouts. That's what you really want to see. But, in his only start, five innings, no earned, six Ks against Milwaukee. That was outstanding. Definitely puts Liberatore as a value play. It'll probably be pretty popular just because the price point at $7,100, plus everyone loves Matthew Liberatore. They can't talk about him enough. So that'll just get him chalky right out the gate. And it's a Cleveland team, like I said, outside of the strikeout issues, they just struggled. They're not playing great. So Liberatore at $7,100 definitely is a value arm on this slate. And then your other value arm, yes, this is not a drill. It's Patrick Corbin at $5,900. The strikeouts have not been there, 3-1-3 in his last three starts. But what has been there, over he had six Ks four starts ago. We'll talk about his last four starts. He's gone at least six innings, two earned runs or less in all four of those starts. He's gotten you 15-9, 10.1, 10.7, and 22 DK points. Those are his month of May starts. Corbin is – the strikeouts are always a concern with Corbin, but he's actually been very, very efficient, getting deep in the games, giving you a chance for a win in reality if Washington can score some runs, which is crazy at $5,900. And it's a Kansas City team striking out close to 20% of the time versus lefties in May. They are hitting 281 with a 146 ISO, so they're hitting lefties fine. But if you're looking at a complete punt at $5,900, Patrick Corbin is weirdly enough your dude. That's who you're looking at on this slate. So recapping the pitching, you got studs up top. You got Gossman, Keller, Brown. I rank it Keller, Brown, Gossman. All outstanding. Won't argue any direction you choose to go there. George Kirby at 93 is a great pivot off of those. Phenomenal floor. He'd be my cash game SP1 based on price point and floor. I'd honestly, if you're doing cash, if you could do a Kirby Keller cash lineup, I'd be totally cool with that. Good tournament play would be Chris Sale at 9,000. Probably the best tournament play on this slate because of the risk reward we talked about is John Gray at $8,100. That's a dude for sure. Your popular value is going to be Matthew Liberatore. I have zero problem with that. I think it's a great play. Just know what you're getting yourself into. And then if you just want to go full YOLO in the punt department, it's Patrick Corbin at 59. So Unlike recent shows where I've narrowed it down to like three pitchers, we have a handful of pitchers that on a 12-game slate, based on your lineup builds, you can mix and match really well. I think you're going to want one of the guys in the 9K and above range, preferably, and then Kirby and above range, but you don't have to. You got Graves, you got Liberatore, you got Corbins. There's ways to mix and match and really get it done, and it still allows you to get plenty of bats on this slate. Let's talk about the bats on this 12-game Friday slate for you. Catcher's position, Elias Diaz is straight fuego right now. He gets Max Scherzer tonight, though, but Diaz homered in all three games against Miami. He's $5,300 versus Max Scherzer. Not sure I'm paying that price, but you know what I'm trying to say here. Sean Murphy at 51 against Taijuan Walker is 100% in play. If you are fading Patrick Corbin, Salvi Perez at 49 is awesome. Don't mind JTR versus Schuster at 48. Schuster's coming off a great start. I still am not a full believer in Schuster just yet. So if you want to get some Philly bats in there, you 100% can. But Perez at 49 is I prefer over Realmuto at 48. I think St. Louis is a great stack today because, as you know, if you've listened to the show enough, attack, attack, attack Shane Bieber. He has a great legacy, if you want to say, like previous years of baseball. He's not that guy right now. He pitches to way too much contact. He's not Alec Manoah bad, but he's getting there because he's not striking anybody out. So Wilson Contreras at $4,400 is in play. Texas is a great stack because Grayson Rodriguez has taken the bump for Baltimore, and he has been a disaster. The only thing I'll say is Baltimore's bullpen's been pretty darn good. So you got to hope that your Texas stack gets to Grayson and gets most of your damage done against Grayson. So Jonah Heim at 43, I still like a lot. Just know you get Yainer Cano, you get Felix Bautista and company, and it gets a little murky for you against that Baltimore bullpen. Cheaper plays below 4K. Yeah, William Contreras versus Alex Wood, if you so choose. He's not bad at $3,700. Francisco Alvarez, Thomas Nito got activated from the IL on Thursday, so we'll see if they go back to that BS platoon. But Alvarez is swinging it really well. He's $3,300 versus Seabold in Coors. If Alvarez is in the lineup, that's probably definitely your cash game play at $3,300, and I like him pretty much all over the place at that price point. Going to 3Ks and below now, you got Connor Wong versus Brendan Faught. Faught has looked better, still not like dominant yet. So Connor Wong at $2,800 versus Faught is one I would look into. And then you got Higashioka versus Musgrove at 24. Musgrove, man, figure it out, dude. Figure it the frick out. But Higashioka at 24 would be another guy I look at. If Brent Rutherford gets the start for the Yankees, he's 23 versus Musgrove. He'd be another angle. And then if you just want to punt the position, Patrick Bailey of the Giants is $2,100. He's been catching a lot of late, and he's got a really, really easy switch hitter. I watched a lot of their game on Thursday for the first time, actually watching him play. Good stick. And I knew he was a good stick from the minor league days, but really, really swinging it well. He's got hits now in five of six games. Or no, they got Milwaukee, four or five games. He's put up seven or more points in three or four games. He's $2,100. That's a very good punt if you need it. First base position for you. You got Big Meat Pete, the Polar Bear, and Coors at $5,700. Pete had a combo meal on Thursday. He's 100% in play. You got Goldie coming off a double dong game on Wednesday. He's $5,500 versus Bieber. So we like that as well. Matt Olson and his home run prowess against Taijuan Walker at 53 is outstanding. So some really good pay up spots at first base between Olson, Big Meat Pete, and Goldie. If you want to go that direction, if you want to save some cash though, you know, the Yankees are starting a prospect in Vasquez, who was not great in AAA. Pretty high ERA, lots of walks, decent strikeouts. Has a nasty curveball I was reading earlier today, but does get hit around the ballpark pretty well. So if you want to get some Padres in there, you can. I probably won't look to do that on a 12-game slate, but I get it if you so choose. But like Nathaniel Lowe at $4,300 versus Grayson Rodriguez, we talked about him. Yeah, Garrett Cooper, you know, you got to watch the Miami hangover coming out of Coors. I get it, but Coop's only $4,200 versus Reed Detmers. People look at Detmers' recent starts and say, oh, the number's been good. He's gone like 4 2/3 and like 5 5 1/3. He's not going deep. He's getting strikeouts, but he's still giving up runs. He's not going to have a ton of runs, but he's not going deep, which gets you the Angels bullpen, which isn't bad. So Garrett Cooper at $4,200 for some Marlins action, if you so choose. Going down below 4K now, Alec Bohm versus Schuster. I do like Bohm versus lefties. He's $3,700. So he'd be a guy to keep in mind. If Vientos gets to start for the Mets, he's first base, third base. He's only 33 versus Seabold. So you're going to get some value Mets potentially on this slate. Lamont Wade Jr. talked about him in the chats today and on yesterday's show. He is crushing it. He's like just maybe not so much for power, but just the OBP skills. Did it again on and he stole a bag even on Thursday night. He is $3,200 for his Peralta. So that's a spot you can look to target for some value. Going below 3K now. You got Brendan Donovan at 28 versus Bieber. He's first base outfield eligible, so he'd be another one to look at. Tristan Casas in a tournament at 27 is a really good value. He's kind of boomer bust, but the May numbers are showing massive improvements, as I keep talking about. So Casas at 27 against Brendan Faught is a very good value in tournaments on this slate. Second base position, Semien is always great at $5,700 for Rodriguez. You can go there. Gleyber Torres at 49. He's been really heating up again. But if you just want to, you know, drop down a little bit, Nolan Gorman at 47 versus Bieber is awesome. Gorman stole a bag, put up like 15 or 16, I think, DK points on Thursday. So Gorman at 47 versus Biebs. Albies at 45 versus Taiwan Walker is very nice. Then you got Cronenworth again at 44. So some nice 4K options for you at second base. Bryson Stott at 4K versus Schuster isn't horrible as well. Going down cheaper for you, if Mauricio Dubon starts for Houston, he's 36 versus Caprillion, more of a cash game play than a tournament play. And Emmanuel Valdez for Boston is $3,100 for Brendan Faught. I like that in his game. Rudy Odor keeps doing another three-run homer on Thursday. It's pretty wild. Like I mentioned him as like value tournament plays. Well, I'll mention him again as a value tournament play. Second base outfield eligible at $2,700 for his Vasquez of the Yankees. So he's got that short porch and right. So he could be an option for you. Mikel Garcia's cooled down a bit, but he's $2,400. Second base, third base versus Patrick Corbin. He'd be another guy you could look to save some cash on if you so choose. Third base position for you here. You got Rafael Devers at 58, which is totally fine versus Brendan Faught. Nolan Arenado at 53, I like versus Biebs. You got Austin Riley double donged on Thursday. He's $5,100 versus Taiwan Walker. So he's definitely in play. You got Josh Young at 48 versus Grayson. He's not bad. I prefer Riley, but Young is good if you're stacking up. The Texas Rangers going down a little cheaper now. You got the likes of Grayson or Gunnar Henderson is getting it going. If you're not using John Gray, Gunnar Henderson's $3,900, and he's put up double-digit points in three straight games. He's quietly producing. He's not busting out yet. He's not being the guy everybody wanted him to be, but for the price point he is in DK, $3,900, Henderson is definitely in play for you. Alec Bohm at 37, I already mentioned him. He's first base, third base. I like him. Jaime Candelario is a name to remember for the entire weekend, but he's $3,400, hits like second for the Nats, gets some good match. We got Lyles on Friday. I think it's Singer on Saturday, maybe Lynch on Sunday. So the Washington Nationals will be kind of values the entire weekend. A little hint, hint, since I won't be recording for you. But Candelario at $3,400 is a decent value versus Lyles. You got Casey Schmidt of the Giants at 34 as well. Another cheap Met youngster, mentioned Alvarez, mentioned Vientos. If Brett Beatty is in a lineup, he's $3,400 versus Connor Siebold and Coors. So you got some cheapies there. There's Vientos at $3,300. Nolan Jones of the Rockies is supposed to be called up on Friday. He's third base outfield eligible. He crushes baseballs. They brought him up before. They didn't play him. We'll see what happens. It is Max Scherzer. I get it. But just maybe if you don't use him on Friday, think for the weekend, he's $3,300 in Coors Field. So he's another cheapy for you if you so choose. Going down to 3K and below, Owen Miller of Milwaukee, third base outfield, $2,900 versus Wood. Probably leads off versus the lefty Wood. Miller's swinging it very, very well. So that's a good value at $2,900 for Owen Miller. Other than that, Mikel Garcia is $2,400. It's probably maybe Oswaldo Cabrera. He's 22 if you're feeling desperate. Edmundo Sosa is 23. I don't think you need to go down there, though. Shortstop for you, Corey Seager at 54 is pretty solid if paying up, but I don't know if you want to go that high. Like 200 cheaper, you have Bogarts at 52 in a good matchup. You have Bo Bichette at 51. Trey Turner's been struggling, but I'm a believer at 5K. So if out of the 5K guys, I think Bogarts is the one I like the most, but I'll probably just save a little bit of money. I'd rather go like Jeremy Pena at 48 versus Caprillion, because I don't think Caprillion's any good. Willie Adames at $3,900 versus Wood. Adames having a bad season, but he's hitting the ball hard still. A couple of bats I saw on Thursday, he smoked a few. He's hit a home run recently as well. So I think there's something coming, hopefully, Willie. We dove into him on a recent, like Bubba in the Bloom or Bench with Bubba. It's a lot of similar profile as recent years, just that he's popping the ball up more. That's the difference. So if he can just kind of get that out of his system, I think because the barrel rates, the hard hit rates, a lot of it's really good with Willie Adames. So that's the guys we kind of look at in DFS going, okay, he's cheap. He's 39. When he was crushing it last year, he used high fours into the fives. You try to take advantage of the situations and matchups like Alex Wood. So Adames at 39 is a decent tournament play on this slate. Casey Schmidt at 34, who we've talked about. Paul DeJong versus Bieber at 29. DeJong's crushing it as well. So that could be good. CJ Abrams at 26 versus Jordan Lyles. So it's a 12-game slate. You're going to have tons of value. Zach Neto's $2,200 versus Jesus Luzardo. Neto's kind of finding some power right now, which is weird to see. We'll see how that continues on. Outfield, it'll be loaded on 12 games. You got Acuna at 64, Judge at 63, all great plays. Got Tatis. Yordan's one of my favorite plays in the six. It is my favorite 6K guy. He's $6,000. So I like that a lot with Yordan Alvarez. A couple cheaper guys, though, or not cheaper, below 6K into the 5K range, I should say. Bryce Harper at 59. He went deep again on Thursday. Dude's not human. $5,900, lefty, lefty. I don't care. I'll go back to that. Juan Soto at 57. He's having a much better May. So don't just write him off just yet. You got Kyle Tucker at 56 as well. Masataka Yoshida will probably get overlooked in this entire range. He's $5,600 against Fott. That's a really good spot for Masataka Yoshida. Jorge Soler, we mentioned the Miami hangover. I mean, the Coors hangover from Miami. But Soler's $5,500 versus Reed Detmers. Soler destroys left-handed pitching. I actually took a screenshot of something I saw earlier. So let me find this real quick. If you look at players at bats per home run versus left-handed pitching, single season leaders. This season, Jorge Soler, every 4.6 at bats versus a lefty, he goes deep. That is the best record in the history of Major League Baseball for hitters versus left-handed pitchers in a single season. This season for Jorge Soler, better than Mark McGwire in 95, better than Bagwell in 94, better than Bonds in 02, better than Ozuna in 2020. Those are your guys that are right behind Jorge Soler. So it's not guaranteeing a home run, but if you want to build your chance for success, $5,500 for Jorge Soler is a wild price, not in Coors Field, but he's destroying it, destroying lefties especially. So keep him in mind. You got Adelis Garcia if you're stacking Texas. Going down below 5K now, you got Schwarber versus Schuster if you want to go heavy Philly stack. I can get behind that. Jared Kelnick, I just don't want to fade Keller. It's a wild one. Going down even farther, though, you got the likes of Lourdes Gurriel Jr. swinging it really well. So if you want to think sales struggles, Lourdes at 44 is a tournament play for sure. Lane Thomas at $4,200 versus Lyles, I like. I prefer Lane versus lefties this year. But if you're stacking Washington, say you go Lane Thomas, Candelario, Meneses or something, it's not bad. And it's affordable, super affordable. I'm not saying do it by any means, but in deeper, like deep tournaments, max tournaments type thing, get some Nats in your life. 4K and below now, you got Profar and Coors Field at $4,100 for Scherzer. Lars Nootbaar's $3,900 versus Bieber. I like that quite a bit as the Noot and the St. Louis stack going up against Biebs. Going down lower into the 3K range, you got Harrison Bader at 38. He's too cheap every night. He's batting like fourth or fifth for the Yanks. Stole a bag on Thursdays, just producing. So I like Bader at $3,800. Going down even farther now. You got like, oh, Michael Conforto got a $300 bump. I hope you guys played him. He was chalky. He was like 30-something% owned, but it wasn't owned enough. He crushed a home run. He got on base every at bat. He stole a base. Conforto at $3,400 versus Peralta's a good play. I mentioned Nolan Jones and Coors at 33 if he's in the lineup. As you go down farther now into the 2K, well, still 2K range now. You got Jake McCarthy is going to get recalled by Arizona. Since he got demoted, he's destroying AAA. It might have been a get your mind right situation. Hopefully it is. It's a lefty-lefty matchup versus Sale, but he's 3K. So at least remember that for the weekend if he doesn't play on Friday. Owen Miller at 29, talked about him. Third base outfield eligible. What's a really good value for you here. Brendan Donovan at 28, I like a lot. Robbie Grossman at 28, it's not bad. As you go down here, Rougned Odor is 27. We've talked about him as well. A couple other guys down here before we head on out. Jonathan Davis is 25 for Miami. He got called up recently, had a decent series in Colorado. Not sure how much I want to read into that, but something to keep in mind. Juan Yepes and Oscar Mercado. Mercado's swinging it really well. Two St. Louis outfielders. I hope it's Mercado personally, but both are $2,500 versus Bieber. So two values in your St. Louis stacks versus Bieber on this slate. And other than that, there will be plenty more. Alec Burleson's down here at 23. You got a ton of dudes down here. Just kind of wait and see what lineups come out for you. Recapping your pitching on this 12-game slate, it's a fun, loaded slate. Lots of ways to go. That's why it's a longer podcast than usual. But 9K and above, you got Gossman, Keller, Brown in the top tier. I like Keller, Brown, Gossman. Then you got Kirby at 93, who's an outstanding player. Use your cash SP1. And then you got Chris Sale at 9K, who's a very good tournament play. So I like all those plays. Like in cash, if you can do Keller and Kirby, which you can, I think that's an outstanding way to go. As you go down cheaper, though, I think John Gray at $8,100 is a phenomenal tournament play. Super risky, but massive reward. Baltimore's a very good offense, but Gray has switched things, and he's pitching great. No one's going to roster him at $8,100. Now, it could go horribly wrong against Baltimore and Baltimore, but I think it's a very, very good tournament play. Matthew Liberatore at 71 is your value play of the day. He'll be chalky. Very good spot there versus Cleveland. Cleveland doesn't strike out a ton, but a good play. And then if you just want to go full YOLO, Patrick Corbin at 59 is your dude. If you're stacking things up on this slate, let's go game by game real quick. Texas versus Grayson is intriguing. Yankees versus Musgrove also. But one of my top stacks, St. Louis versus Bieber. That's going to be one I definitely want to go to. Don't mind Philly versus Schuster and Atlanta versus Taiwan. I like Atlanta more. So like St. Louis, then Atlanta potentially. I think Casey and Washington both have some legs to them. I prefer Washington against Lyles in that one. Some other ones for you here when you're stacking it up. Obviously, you got your Coors Field. The Mets have some serious value versus Seabold. So that's good. I wish Miami, if you don't believe in the Colorado hangover, which is usually pretty darn true, Miami's in a good spot versus Detmers, and no one will roster Miami. No one will. So that's intriguing. Houston versus Caprillion is very, very good. Very good. Boston versus Font, I like a lot as well. So my top stack by far is St. Louis. And then you can sprinkle in a ton of other ways based on lineups and kind of seeing where things go from there. So there you have it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. Hope you all have a great weekend. I'll be back with you guys on Monday. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDentrick, BDENTREK. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, May 26th edition. I'm out.